Adams Central Patriot Boys State Basketball action on 1230 KHAS is brought to you in part by Jackson's Floor Service, Five Points Bank, Witt Plumbing, Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, Samuelson Equipment Company, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Husker Power Products, Bonds Printers, Transportation Equipment Company, Custom Pack, Pavelka Trucking, Auto Glass Experts, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Jacoby's Carpet One Home and Flooring, Stromer Land Leveling, CPI Mr. Tire, Hastings Motor Sales, Ideal Electric, Benicia Brothers Pizza, Jeans Repair and Sales, Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, and Hastings Kino Sports Bar and Grill. Now let's go live to Lincoln for Adams Central Patriot Boys Basketball action.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. State High School Basketball, Class B action for you here this morning as the Adams Central Patriots take on the Ralston Rams in this first round matchup. The winner here will move into the semifinals tomorrow afternoon back here at the Sports Center against South Sioux City. South Sioux City beating Sydney 67-55 in the first game of the day here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So if the Adams Central Patriots can win this one, they'll move into the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Patriots and the Ralston Rams. The Patriots come in the number 3 seed in this 8-team field. The Rams the number 6 seed. The Ralston Rams are the defending Class B state champions. Adams Central in winning their district 1 week ago last Tuesday. And the Patriots come in for their 5th state tournament appearance. Their last time here was 2006. And they made it as a wild card and lost in the first round. Did the same thing in 2005. In as a wild card, lost in the first round. In fact, the Patriots, the first Adams Central boys team to win 20 games in a season. They have 20 wins so far this season, and Adams Central has yet to win a first round game at the boys state tournament. This is appearance number 5 for the Patriots. But the district championship under their belt, a conference tournament championship, the Adams Central Patriots come in ready to go here this morning. Take on the defending Class B state champion, Ralston Rams, their 17th. State tournament appearance, of course, winning 2 state titles last year and also in Class B in 1964. So it's a 20-3 Patriots, the 17-8 Ralston Rams here this morning. And the Patriots, with the only 3 losses, all 2 state qualifying teams, Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Ravenna. But the Patriots have had a marvelous season so far, again, winning the conference tournament championship, winning their district over McCook on a shot late in that ball game, 54-51. Patriots started out with 12 straight wins, and they have the school record 20 wins to go with the 3 losses so far this season. Ralston Rams 17-8 on the basketball season. They play a tough schedule. They've lost to Omaha Scutt, South Sioux City, the team that won the first round semifinal game here. They've lost to Shadron, the number 2 team in Class C1 last year. Bellevue East, Lincoln High, Omaha Gross Catholic has defeated them. Lincoln Pius, the state qualifying team, has defeated Ralston. A very tough schedule for the Ralston Rams. Don't let that 17-8 record deceive you. This is a very good Ralston Rams team, but the Patriots know that. But Adams Central also comes in with much confidence, ready to go, averaging 63 points a game, 50 points giving up defensively. The Rams come in scoring 59 a game, giving up 51 per contest. And Adams Central, they hope they can come out, shoot the basketball well. They've done that all season. 45%, 33 from three-point range, 72% from the foul line. They've out-rebounded their opponents by 4 per contest. So Adams Central wants to come out, play their basketball game, and try to move into the semifinals tomorrow, in fact, here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 2 o'clock. So it's the Patriots and the Ralston Rams, Class B first-round state tournament game here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you. We will give you the starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue at Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Hey,
Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill is Hastings' biggest and most exciting sports bar. Join your friends for daily drink and food specials. They're open 7 days a week and offer a full menu of steaks, seafood, sandwiches, pizza, charburgers, wraps, and salads. Enjoy high payout Keno and watch your favorite team on the most HD TVs in town. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We're about ready to get this Class B first-round state tournament game underway between the Adams Central Patriots and the Ralston Rams. Introducing all of the players as they do before the first game of the tournament. All the players introduced, the folks that don't start the game for each team, and then the starting lineups will be announced here for the Adams Central Patriots on this morning. They are expected to start the five that have started the latter part of the season. We'll look at Zach Hunt, a 6'1" senior, 15 points a game, 4 rebounds for Hunt. He leads the team in scoring and rebounds. Also for Adams Central, they will start Connor Lyons, a 6'3" senior, 8.3 points, 3.8 rebounds for Connor. The other senior on the ball club, three seniors, they all start. Nate Arlt, a 5'9" senior, 8.4 points, 3.4 rebounds for Nate. Also starting will be Calvin Ott, a 6'2" junior, 5.5 points, 3.4 rebounds for Ott. And Brady Barrett, the 6-foot sophomore for Adams Central, averages just under 14 points a game, 3.3 rebounds for the Patriots. So it's Hunt, Lyons, Ott, Barrett, and Arnold, the three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore for Adams Central at 20-3 on the season. Tom Schlecht and his ball club looking to move into the semifinals for tomorrow afternoon here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Ralston Rams, coached by Bill Hurd, 17-8 on the year. They will start some good basketball players. Dwight Smith, a 6'3" senior, 14 points a game, 6.6 rebounds. Perron Crawford's going to get the start today, the 5'9" senior. He averages 7.6 points and 2.2 rebounds. Tony Grant is a 6'2" senior, averages 15 points a game and 3 rebounds. Eric Tucker is a 6'10" senior, 5.3 points, 5.6 rebounds for the Rams. And also starting will be Eric Hastings, a 6'2" senior, 7.6 points, 3.2 rebounds. So it's Smith, Grant, Tucker, Crawford, and Hastings for the Ralston Rams. And Grant at 15 a game, Smith at 14 a game, and Grant Kay not starting. He averages 14 points a contest for Ralston, so we'll probably see him coming in off the bench. So the Patriots, let's deal with Smith and Grant. They're the big threats, and this Ralston ball club is a handful, but Ralston knows that Adams Central is a handful also. So this basketball game about to begin. The Patriots are the visiting team on the scoreboard, so they're in their traveling blue with the red and white numerals and trim. Ralston, the home team, on the scoreboard with their white, and they are in their home uniforms of white as they are Columbia blue and white in their colors. Of course, the Patriots red, white, and blue. Adams Central shooting the basket right in front of us here as we're on the floor at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Basket to our left, and far end of the floor will be Ralston Rams. Again, it's Eric Tucker, the 6'10 senior, to jump center for the Rams, and the 6'3 Connor Lyons for Adams Central. And here we go, Class B first round. Adams Central and Ralston. The basketball is tipped and controlled by the Ralston Rams, and it goes to Caron Crawford into the front court. The Patriots will start out in a man-to-man. Right side to Dwight Smith for the Ralston Rams. Top of the key now to Caron Crawford. Right side to Tony Grant. Goes into the lane. Now backs it back out. Keeping the corner now to Crawford. Caron with it, the 5'9 senior, to Dwight Smith. Gets a screen, takes a 17-footer, going to be off the rim, no good. Calvin out there to clear for the Patriots. To Zach Hunt, long front court pass to Brady Bear, over his head and out of bounds. It'll be the turnover on the Patriots to start this basketball game, as Adams Central will turn it over on their first possession as they try to complete the long pass into the front court, and it was overthrown, and the Patriots turn it over for the first time in the basketball game. Ralston into the front court. We are just underway. First quarter of play. Inside to Dwight Smith on the baseline. Dishes back out to Caron Crawford from the corner for three. It's going to be off the rim. No good. The rebound by Eric Hastings, but he had to push off to do it. A foul going to be called on Eric Hastings on the push-off foul. And it'll be Adams Central controlling. They'll come the length of the floor after the rebounding attempt foul there by Hastings. And the Patriots inbound in the back with a little token pressure, but Nate Arnold has the basketball. Adams Central will be into the front court to Zach Hunt. Hunt picked up there by Caron Crawford. Hunt with the basketball. Flashes into the lane. Dishes back out to Arnold. Takes the three from the wing. In the air. It's going to be off the rim. No good. A long rebound comes to Dwight Smith for Ralston. Crosses the timeline into the scoring zone. Far into the floor. Smith into the lane. Puts up a runner from seven. Off the rim. No good. Tipped back out, and it goes to Caron Crawford for Ralston. Left wing to Tony Grant. Inside to Eric Tucker. Turns, shoots, and scores. The 6'10 Tucker, the senior, gets the first field goal of the game, and Ralston leads it 2-0. Front court for Adam Central. Zach with the basketball. To Nate Arnold. He slashes into the lane. Puts up a shot. Going to be partially deflected and grabbed there by Eric Tucker. So the block by Tucker, and Tucker grabs it for the Rams. They're quickly into the front court. Dwight Smith with it. On the right wing. The Hastings into the corner now. Tony Grant for three. It's going to be off there. No good. Tip out again by Tucker. Using that 6'10 frame to tip it out to Crawford for the Rams, and Ralston will control, leading 2-0 with 6:08 to go in the first quarter. Right side is Tony Grant to Tucker. Left side to Crawford. Caron with it, the 5'9 senior, top of the key to Hastings. Right side to Tony Grant. Inside to Tucker. Turns on Ott. Shoots from seven. Misses. No good. Trying to grab it is Nate Arlt, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. And it will be Ralston basketball underneath their own basket. Quickly into the game is Grant Kay, the 6-foot junior, in for Dwight Smith for Ralston. So Kay into the game. He averages 12 points, 2.7 rebounds. Didn't start today, but he's in there now. Dwight Smith goes to the bench. Rams to inbound. It's inbound to Grant, deep in the left corner. Shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound by Hunt is tipped away from him, but Arnold grabs it for the Patriots to Hunt. Zach into the scoring zone in front of us here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Hunt back out to Arnold. Left wing to Connor Lyons. Lyons now to Arnold. To Hunt, top of the key. 2-0 Ralston, 5:35 to go first quarter. Hunt into the lane, dishes in the corner to Brady Barrett for three. In the air, it's going to be off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Tucker. Tucker out of pass to Grant. Tony Grant into the scoring zone for Ralston. To Hastings, left side to Kay. In the corner now to Crawford. Caron Crawford, top of the key pass to Tony Grant. Right side to Grant Kay. In the corner to Eric Hastings. Back out to Crawford as they work against this man-to-man defense of Adams Central. Lob inside to Tucker. Back out to Hastings. Shot in the air is going to be good for two. Eric Hastings with the field goal, and Ralston quickly up by the score of 4-0 here. 3 minutes gone in the basketball game for the Patriots. Did he get a bucket here? Shake off early game nerves. Connor Lyons for three. That's the way to do it if you're going to get rid of the nerves. A three-pointer, Connor Lyons, 4-3 Ralston. They have it in the front court. Crawford right side to Hastings. Rams working against the Patriots. Man-to-man defense is into Tucker. He's into the lane. Turns, shoots from five. Going to bounce out of there. No good. Hastings grabs it for Ralston and dribbles it back out behind the arc now to Tony Grant. Grant to Crawford. Caron with it, and he palmed the basketball. Turnover on Ralston. He'll be back to the Patriots. Two new ones in for the Ralston Rams. Ryan Herdman, a 6'6" junior, into the game. Tucker goes out. And checking back in is Dwight Smith for the Rams. Checking in for Adams Central will be Matt Obermiller, the 6'2 junior, and Jake Fowler, the 5'9 freshman for the Patriots. Hunt, Lyons, and Barrett stay on the floor. Obermiller and Fowler in. Ott and Arnold go to the bench. Hunt with the basketball for Adams Central. Dishes back out to Connor Lyons. To Jake Fowler. Fowler with the basketball. The Rams have been playing man-to-man also in this first quarter. Zach Hunt with it for the Patriots. Hunt to the free throw line. Takes a 15-footer. It's going to be off there. No good. They battle part of the baseline. Grabbed by Dwight Smith. Smith goes high in the air to grab that one. Quickly into the front court for the Rams. He's into the lane. Lost control of the ball. Grabs it back in the lane. Dishes back out to Tony Grant. Inside to Smith. Turns, spins to his right. Shoots from seven. Going to be good. Dwight Smith with the field goal. And it's 6-3 Ralston. Good athleticism by the Rams on that possession. Dwight Smith, he is a handful. Zach Hunt drives. He puts up the runner from five. He's going to be off there. No good. And grabbed by Grant Kay. Kay quickly runs into the far end for the Rams. Now we'll slow it up. Has the basketball. Kay into the lane. Stops and pops from 16 in the hole. Grant Kay with the field goal. And it's quickly 8-3 Ralston now. It's 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament here on 1230 KHAS Radio Hastings. Hunt will drive, put up a runner, and score. Zach Hunt there in the lane. Put it up and scored. 8-5 Ralston. Front court Crawford for the Rams. Leading by three here. First quarter play, it's Herdman. In the corner now to Kay. Sided to Dwight Smith, guarded by Connor Lyons. Back out to Grant Kay. Takes the three from the wing. In the hole for three. Grant Kay has five off the bench. He averages 12. And it's 11-5 Ralston. They have their biggest lead here. In a timeout, Tom Schlecht and Adams Central will take one with 2:50 to go first quarter. Ralston 11, Adams Central 5, back in 1 minute.
Loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11 2x24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings would like to congratulate the Adams Central boys basketball team on making it to the state tournament. PTSR has been serving South Central Nebraska for over 17 years. Their experienced and caring staff provides the best rehab experience for all types of injuries or conditions. Convenient hours are available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And a free Saturday sports clinic is offered to area athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. Stop by 207 South Burlington or call 402-462-8824. You may also visit their website at ptsrhastings.com. Choose Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. Go Patriots!
1230 KHAS.
Bob Devaney Sports Center, where Adams Central trails here 11-5 in the first quarter of play with 2:50 to go in our basketball game. The Patriots and the Ralston Rams. Backcourt, it's Fowler. It's off his hand and a travel call on Adams Central in the backcourt. So the Patriots turn it over to the Rams, trailing here 11-5 late in the first quarter, 2:47 to go. Rams, after the Patriot turnover, will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. It's 11-5 Ralston. Eric Hastings to inbound underneath his own basket for the Ralston Rams to Tony Grant. Grant on the right side to Smith at the free throw line. Dwight Smith will drive, put up the left-handed shot and score. Dwight Smith. The Patriots beaten there by the quickness of Smith, 13-5 in favor of Ralston. Passing to the front court as Nick Stein is checked in for the Patriots to Jake Fowler. Fowler with the basketball. Now we'll bring it back out for Adams Central. With 2:25 to go. Now to Nick Stein. Stein with the basketball to Hunt. Zach Hunt with it for the Patriots on the left wing. Goes to the baseline. Back out to Connor Lyons. Pass going to be tipped, and Eric Hastings tries to steal the ball, but he goes out of bounds. We can get a timeout call, and it'll be Patriot basketball. 2:12 to go, first quarter. Barrett and Arnold back in for Adams Central. Hunt gets his first rest, and Fowler out. So it's Arnold, Stein, Barrett, Lyons, and Matt Overmiller for Adams Central as they trail it here. 13-5 with 2:12 to go. Calvin Ott back in for the Patriots, and Connor Lyons goes out for Adams Central. And the Patriots will inbound the basketball. Arnold now to Nick Stein. Stein in the corner to Overmiller. Back out to Stein for the Patriots. Stein with the basketball, cuts to the hoop, back out to Overmiller. It's going to be behind him. He has to run it down in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds, and it's off the Patriots as they turn it over here. Overmiller can't run that one down, and the Patriots turn it over for the third time, trailing here 13-5 in the first quarter play with 1:56 to go. And the Rams will have the basketball. Caron Crawford with the basketball for the Rams on at the top of the key. Bounce pass underneath to Smith. Gets behind the defense. Double team there. Turns to the baseline. This is a back out, going to be picked off by Brady Barrett. Turnover, Ralston, foul in the backcourt. Barrett with the steal there, gets fouled in the backcourt by the Ralston Rams. Grant Kay with the foul there for Adams Central. For the Rams. Zach Hunt checks back in for Adams Central. Nick Stein will go out. 1:44 to go in the first quarter. 13-5, Ralston leading Adams Central. Patriots fell behind 4-0, got it to 4-3, and it's 11-5, now 13-5. Hunt in the front court for the Patriots, now to Arnold. Nate with the basketball inside the lane. Pass in the corner, no one there, and the Patriots turn it over for the fourth time. The Patriots having a difficult first quarter. They've turned it over four times. They're down by 8. 1:31 to go. Kay out, and Tony Grant back in for Ralston. Smith on the floor with Grant. 6'10", Eric Tucker. Eric Hastings and Caron Crawford for the Ralston Rams. 1:25 to go, clock running in this first quarter. Grant deep in the corner for the Rams, top of the key to Dwight Smith. Smith will put up a left-handed shot, going to be off there, no good. Overmiller on the defense there, grabs the rebound of the missed shot. Nate Arnold quickly into the front court for Adams Central. Gives up his dribble now, bounce pass to Hunt, tipped away from him. Zach runs it down near the timeline, so Adams Central controls. On the wing to Arnold, in the corner to Matt Overmiller, back out to Arnold. Bakes goes to the free throw line. Contact, but no whistle. It's Overmiller on the wing for three in the air. Going to be off there. No good. The rebound to Crawford. Caron Crawford quickly into the front court for the Rams with 48 seconds to go first quarter. Crawford into the lane, puts up a shot, going to be off there, no good, but he's fouled in the play. Haron Crawford drives to the hoop, fouled as he shot it. Did not fall, but he's fouled in the play, and they'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Adams Central, their first of the game. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. On Matt Obermiller. First foul of the game on the Patriots. Only one on Ralston in this first quarter. 13-5 Rams. Ron Crawford shooting two. Misses the first. Missed three in the game now. First free throw attempt. Missed there by Crawford. Back into the game. Grant Kay for Ralston. Eric Hastings goes out. And Crawford misses the first free throw attempt of the morning. Connor Lines will check back in for Adams Central. And two Matt Obermiller will go to the bench for the Patriots. This Ron Crawford will eye this second free throw. 46 seconds to go, first quarter, 13-5 in favor of Ralston. The free throw is up, and it's going to be down and good. Crawford's first point, 14th point for Ralston. They lead 14-5. Brian Herdman, 6'6 junior, makes his second appearance, and Eric Tucker goes out for Ralston. 14-5 Rams, 46 seconds to go, first quarter. On inbounds to Brady Barrett. To Arnold. Nate quickly into the front court now to Hunt. Into the lane. Zach will shoot from seven. Going to be off there. No good. The long rebound comes to Ryan Herdman. Herdman gives it up to Smith, and the Rams look like they're going to play for the final shot with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading 14-5. Just dribbling the ball near the timeline is Dwight Smith for the Rams, and they're going to hold for the final 20 seconds now. It's 14-5. And the Patriots will start applying the defensive pressure here with 12. With 10 seconds to go, Smith still dribbles near the timeline. Now the offense will get in gear here with 7 seconds to go. Smith goes to his left, dishes to Herdman, out on the wing to Crawford for three in the air. Off there, no good. The rebound by Hunt. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. After one, Ralston 14, Adams Central 5. Back in 1 minute.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the markets. With the Isuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Isuzu power units outperform any other engine in the field. Husker Power Products is also your area provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines, and their parts and service departments are the best around. Call Dave at 463-1531 and schedule fall service on your engines today. Husker Power Products in Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Second quarter underway with Adams Central trailing 14-5. The Patriots have turned it over once already this second quarter, and the Rams have the basketball 14-5. Chop it up there is going to be no good by Grant. The rebound by Tucker. Back out to Caron Crawford. Again, early second quarter, 14-5 Ralston. That was the score after the first quarter. Grant, a seven-footer, is going to be off. No good. Dwight Smith rebounds and scores. Dwight Smith with six for the Rams, and the Patriots getting beat in all aspects of the game. The first quarter in the first minute of this second quarter. Patriots not shooting the basketball well in this first half, and they are down by the score of 16-5 here. And they have the basketball. A foul there on the play by Caron Crawford. Our apologies for our technical difficulties here this morning. Hopefully we're A-OK here with the Patriots with the basketball down 16-5. Zach Hunt with it. Left to the lane, puts up a shot from seven, going to be in and out, no good. The rebound by Eric Tucker. Again, the Patriots can't connect. There's the pass run down by Crawford, quickly in the front court to Eric Hastings for the Rams. Top of the key to Dwight Smith. He will drive, shoot, and miss, and an offensive foul on Dwight Smith. So the foul on Smith will turn the basketball over to Adams Central, and the Patriots will have the basketball on the offensive foul of Dwight Smith. The Patriots have 3 points from Connor Lyons and two from Zach Hunt. 6 points for Ralston's Dwight Smith as he leads the way for the Rams in the basketball game. And Adams Central will have the ball down 16-5 here into the second quarter of play. The Patriots quickly into the front court with the basketball. Shot from the wing by Brady Barrett's going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Tucker as he's controlled the defensive boards for Ralston. No second shots for Adams Central. And they have not connected, only on two field goals in the basketball game. For the Patriots, one of their fortes has been shooting the basketball well, but not today so far for Adams Central. Up in the corner, it's Eric Hastings, top of the key to Tony Grant. Right side to Crawford. From the wing for three, going to be off there, no good. Rebound up on the offensive board by Eric Hastings. He shoots and misses, but he's fouled in the play. And Eric Hastings to the line to shoot two for the Ralston Rams. Fouls on Brady Barrett. That's his first. Second foul. Eric Hastings to the line to shoot two for Ralston in the air and good. Hastings makes the first of two, and it's 17-5 in favor of Ralston. Hastings has 3 points in the game. Second free throw's up and good. Buries them both. That's four for Hastings. 18-5 in favor of Ralston. Backcourt pressure by the Rams. Lions go to Arl. Nate Arl into the front court for Adams Central. He will bring the basketball out between the rings. Lost control of it. And a turnover in the Patriots. It's grabbed there by Tony Grant. Patriots turnover for the sixth time. Grant loses control of the steal by Calvin Ott. Turnover on the Rams. Into the front court, it's Brady Barrett. He goes to the floor with the basketball tied up on the play by Dwight Smith. But a timeout called by Brady Barrett. As he went to the floor, got tied up, but Barrett got the timeout called before the tie-up. So we'll take a timeout with 5:41 to go first half. Ralston 18, Adams Central 5, back in 1 minute.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan Smart Strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan Smart Strand Carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Mortar-Strauss. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
He's fouled in the play, so Calvin Ott with the offensive rebound for Adams Central will go to the line to shoot two here as the Patriots down 18-5 in this first half of play. Ott's first free throw is up and good, so Calvin makes the first. 18-6 in favor of Ralston. Ott's first point of the morning. High school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Hastings, Nebraska, second free throw, no good. Dwight Smith with the rebound. So the Ralston Rams have dominated this game so far, leading at 18-6. The Patriots have had some pretty good shots. They just haven't gone down the hole for the Patriots. In the front court, it's Smith on the baseline. Turns, dishes back out to Tony Grant. He slashes into the lane. Shot going to be up, no good, but Smith right there to rebound and score. Dwight Smith with a big rebound and bucket there, 20-6. Ralston Rams with the big lead here with 5 minutes to go before halftime. Hunt to Barrett in the left corner for the Patriots. Brady Barrett to the free throw line. I will bring it back out to Nick Stein. Right side to Connor Lyons. Man-to-man defense for the Rams. Stein heads for the hoop, and a whistle and a foul going to be called. Stein is fouled on the play, so Nick Stein fouled. It'll be a non-shooting situation, the foul on the Rams. Adams Central will inbound underneath their own basket. Zach Hunt to inbound for Adams Central. Ryan Herdman and Caron Crawford into the game for the Rams. Dwight Smith will sit down with his 8 points. Hunt to inbound for Adams Central. Down 20-6 here with 4:50 to go. To Ott, now to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball, guarded by Kay into the lane, and a whistle traveling on the Patriots. They turn it over for the seventh time unofficially. 4:45 to go before halftime. All Ralston so far, 20-6. Class B State Boys Basketball Tournament first round. The winner gets South Sioux City, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. For the loser, the basketball season will be over. 4:35 to go before halftime, and the Rams control the basketball. Caron Crawford into the lane, puts up the shot, going to be no good. Calvin Ott with the rebound there for Adams Central to Zach Hunt. Front court pass is going to be grabbed by Nick Stein in the corner to Barrett for three in the air. Off there, no good. Ott with the rebound. He will shoot and score. Calvin Ott with a good offensive rebound there in basket. 20-8, Ralston. Rams into the front court. Tony Grant with it to the baseline. Dribbles it back out behind the arc now to Caron Crawford. On the left wing to Ryan Herdman. Inside to Eric Tucker. Tucker turns back out to Crawford. Now to Grant Kay. Kay for the Rams. Inside to Grant. He lobs a pass inside to Eric Tucker. His shot up and good. Eric Tucker turns and scores his second field goal. 22-8. Rams have the height of Tucker inside and have not been able to keep Dwight Smith 8 points off the board. Either Connor Lyons for three, and it's good. Second three of the game for Lyons, and that makes it 22-11 Rams. Ron Crawford now will dribble the ball across the timeline, passes into the front court to Tony Grant. Ralston with the lead, 22-11. 3:23 to go before halftime. Grant gets a screen, takes a 16-footer, will roll down and good. Tony Grant, his first field goal, and it's 24-11 Ralston. Nick Stein into the front court for Adams Central to Brady Barrett. 25 feet from the basket, gets to the free throw line, puts up a runner in the lane. It's good. It counts, and he's fouled. Brady Barrett with his first field goal, the little floater in the lane. It counts, and he's fouled, 24-13. The Rams with the 11-point lead. The Patriots finding shooting touch a little bit better in this second quarter of play. Eric Hastings and Dwight Smith back in for the Rams. They lead at 24-13, 3:06 to go before halftime. Matt Obermiller into the game for Adams Central. Nate Arnold in for the Patriots. Ott and Stein sit down. So it's Hunt, Arnold, Obermiller, Barrett, and Connor Lyons for Adams Central. Down 24-13, Brady Barrett at the free throw line to shoot one here, try to complete this three-point play, and he does. First 3 points for Barrett, 24-14. Patriots have been down by as many as 13. 24-11 is by as many as 14 at 22-8 in this game. Got it within 10 now, 24-14. Tony Grant now on the left wing for the Rams, guarded by Zach Hunt. Grant, top of the key pass to Eric Hastings, now to Dwight Smith. Smith now turns to the basket. Obermiller with the defense there. Smith heads for the hoop, spins in the lane, puts up the shot. It'll go down and good. Dwight Smith just too much for the Patriots on the offensive end. He has 10. In the ball game, 26-14, Ralston. Tipped out of bounds. It's off Zach Hunt in the scoring zone for Adams Central. They will turn it over for the eighth time. Back to the Rams with 2:32 to go before halftime. 26-14, Ralston. Inbounded to Tony Grant for the Rams, and they will slowly move it into the offensive zone. A pass into the front court to Dwight Smith. 2:22, clock running, second quarter. 26-14, Ralston. They led 14-5 after the first quarter of play. Shot from three is going to be good by Tony Grant. He has five all this quarter. 29-14, the Rams up by 15 quickly in the front court. Overmiller's shot is no good, but Matt's foul in the play. They'll go to the line to shoot two, so Matt Overmiller. The shot underneath, it wouldn't fall, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. It's 29-14, Ralston, 2:10 to go before halftime. Overmiller to shoot two. Matt's first one is up, and it is going to be good. Overmiller's first point. 29-15 in favor of the Ralston Rams. They have led it all the way. Closest Adams Central has been is 4-3. And down by as many as 15. Overmiller will shoot the second free throw. This one's up, and it's going to be good. Matt makes them both. So it's 29-16 in favor of Ralston. They'll have the basketball with 2:05 to go. R with the defense, tries to get the steal, and a timeout called. Nate R with the defense on Tony Grant. And the bench of Ralston has to call a timeout, so we'll take one with 2:04 to go in the second quarter. It's Ralston 29, Adams Central 16, back in 30 seconds.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4650.
1230 KHAS.
29-16, Ralston leading here late in the first half of play. The Rams have led it all the way. They have the basketball here, and Caron Crawford into the offensive zone for the Rams now to Tony Grant. Grant will slow things up here. Bill Hurd with the instructions during that timeout to his ball club. They're going to slow things up here a little bit. They have the lead of 13 here late in the first half. Of course, the Patriots maybe did a little gambling on defense late in this first half. Inside to Smith. He will lay it up and in. Dwight Smith, too easy there. He has 12. 31-16 in favor of Ralston. Zach Hunt, front court for the Patriots. To Nate Arl on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Overmiller's over his head and out of bounds, and the Patriots will turn it over for the ninth time. 15-point Ralston lead. It's 31-16. Patriots have had a better second quarter offensively, but not been able to stop Ralston on the other end of the floor. 31 points this half for Ralston. Front court, it's Tony Grant. Grant hawked by Nate Arl. Grant will drive to the free throw line. Dishes underneath, shot put up is going to be good. This time by Grant Kay. The defense came over and Kay got loose and laid it up and in. 33-16. Ralston with their biggest lead at 17 with 1 minute to go before halftime. Connor Lyons, three-point shot is partially deflected. Tapped around and grabbed there by Eric Hastings in the backcourt. So that shot partially blocked and the Rams control. Front court, it's Grant Kay. He will drive, put up a shot. Rolls off, no good. The tip try, no good by Smith and grabbed out of there by Zach Hunt. Hunt in the backcourt for the Patriots. 42 seconds to go before halftime. It's 33-16. Hunt will drive all the way, shoot and miss, but he's called for an offensive foul as Eric Hastings hit the floor. Zach Hunt picks up the offensive foul. A little bit of a frustration foul there for the Patriots on the charge there, and it's 33-16 Ralston, 37 seconds to go. Patriots will send in Zach Hollister, the 5'10 junior, for his first appearance in the game. Jake Fowler's going to come in. 37 seconds to go. The Patriots are going to have to regroup at halftime. They are down here by 17 late in the first half. Rams will have a shot at the bucket, probably the last shot of the first half. Dwight Smith will get the final instructions from Coach Bill Hurd, and Smith will move it slowly into the offensive zone with 27 seconds to go before halftime. 33-16 is the Ralston lead, and again, the Rams will have a chance to shoot for the last shot of this first half. 15 seconds to go. 33-16. Smith with the dribble. Overmiller will have the defense here. Now with 8 seconds to go. Dwight Smith, top of the key. Slices into the lane. Dishes underneath to Herdman. He shoots and scores. Ryan Herdman with the field goal. Patriots long shot from half court is going to be no good. Tip try, no good. And that's the end of the first half. It's been all Ralston here at halftime. Ralston 35. Adams Central 16. We'll talk about it in 90 seconds.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
Grow more ROI this spring season. Ask your John Deere dealer about Swath Control Pro for planning and product applications. Using GPS, Swath Control Pro automatically turns your boom or implement sections off and on, helping you to minimize skips and reduce overlaps, especially in point rows, headlands, and waterways. Experience higher yields, a reduction in input cost, and faster return on your investment. Swath Control Pro integrates with the Green Star 2 system and is available across many different platforms. Stop at Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings and Red Cloud.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We've reached halftime of this Class B Boys State Tournament first round game. Blaine Bulis with you. It has not been a good first half for the Adams Central Patriots. There's no two ways around it. The Patriots have been outplayed 35-16. Ralston with the lead here at halftime. The Patriots have started slowly in the game. The shots not falling for Adams Central in that first quarter play. That kind of gets the Patriots out of their basketball game a little bit. They've been shooting the basketball well all year, and the ball would not fall in that first quarter. The Rams jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead. Connor Lyons hit a three-pointer. It was 4-3, but that has been as close as the Patriots have been at 4-3. Ralston got the lead up to 14-5 after the first quarter of play. Extended that lead out to 22-8 in the second quarter, and then 29-14, and here at halftime at 35-16. The Patriots have not been able to handle Dwight Smith, the 6'3" senior who's been a starter, it seems like, forever at Ralston. He's been around a long time, but Dwight Smith has 12 points. He had 8 in the second quarter. He's been very good around the basket, and the Patriots have had no answer for Dwight Smith around the basket. And Eric Tucker, using his 6'10 frame, has also done a good job inside rebounding, blocked a shot or two also for the Rams, and the Patriots have not been able to control the Ralston Rams on defense. Too much speed, too much quickness so far by the Rams offensively against Adams Central, and the Patriots better job in the second quarter as far as scoring is concerned. They had 11 points in that second quarter and maybe got rid of some of the first quarter nerves. Of course, we don't know for sure about that, but the Rams came out and jumped out of the 14-5 first quarter lead. It is now 35-16 here at halftime. The Rams outscored the Patriots 21-11 in the second quarter. Ralston leads it over Adams Central 35-16 here at halftime. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll run down the scoring for you in 90 seconds.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853. All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386, 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It's Ralston 35, Adams Central 16 here at halftime for the Patriots. 6 points from Connor Lyons on 2 3-pointers. 3 points each for Calvin Ott and Brady Barrett. And 2 apiece for Matt Obermiller and Zach Hunt. So the Patriots have 5 players scoring, led by Connor Lyons with 6. Starter Nate Arnold has not scored for Adams Central. Nick Stein has also played. Jake Fowler has played. And Zach Hollister also into the basketball game. But they have not scored for the Patriots. Adams Central 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, unofficially with 9 first half turnovers. Dwight Smith leads Ralston with 12 points. 7 for Grant Kay. Now, Kay didn't start the game, but he averages 12 per contest. Comes off the bench and gets 7. 5 for Tony Grant. 4 points for Eric Tucker. 4 for Eric Hastings. 2 for Ryan Herdman. And 1 for Karan Crawford. So the Ralston Rams have been able to maneuver their offense to get some good inside play from Dwight Smith. And then when the Patriots would converge on a player headed for the hoop, the Rams have been able to find the open man for some easy hoops underneath also. So the Patriots discussing, I'm sure, a lot of things here at halftime. And the Rams lead at 35-16. The Rams, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line unofficially. They turn it over only a couple of times in that first half of play. So it's Ralston 35, Adams Central 16 here at halftime. We'll get you updated on what's going on in the other first-round games at state and what's coming up for you later on after this 90-second timeout.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
It's not too early to be thinking about spring lawns, and Jeans Repair and Sales in Hastings wants to tell you about the new standard in zero-turn mowers, the Hustler Sport. With a price of $3,099 and low monthly payments available for qualified buyers, the Hustler Sport is the most productive, toughest-built mower ever offered for the homeowner. It may well be the last mower you'll ever need. Call 462-8757 or stop at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings, and test drive the Hustler Sport today.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
35-16 in favor of the Ralston Rams over Adams Central, Class B State Tournament first round game. The early results this morning, 4 different sites in Class B here at Devaney. South Sioux City beat Sydney by the score of 67-55. So the winner of this one will get South Sioux City at 2 o'clock tomorrow in the Class B semifinals. In Class C1, the second seed Shadron takes out Wilbur Claytonia. Shadron 41, Wilbur Claytonia 32. In D1, it was Freeman beating Sand Hill Stedford. Freeman 54, Sand Hill Stedford 43. And in D2, basketball game you may have listened to on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. It was Heartland Lutheran losing to Ewing. Ewing 58, Heartland Lutheran 43. So the basketball season for Heartland Lutheran at 20-4. But what a great season qualifying for state. Losing today to Ewing in the first round, 58-43. We will have St. Cecilia and Takema Herman here on 1230 KHAS Radio this afternoon. Pregame about 1:30 and the tip-off, pregame at 1:45. Tip-off at 2 o'clock at St. Cecilia Takema Herman here on 1230 KHAS Radio. On the Breeze later today, 94.5 KLIQ-FM, Sutton and Ravenna. That'll be at 6:50. On our sister station, ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN at 1:50 this afternoon. It'll be Overton and Randolph. And also on Classic Hits 98.9, that's KKPR-FM this afternoon. Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk at 3:35. Axtell and Dundee County at 1:50. Ravenna and Sutton there at 6:50. The Nebraska game with Texas A&M for the men on the Breeze. KLIQ at 1 o'clock this afternoon, tip-off at 2. And Hastings College men's basketball tonight, 9 o'clock pregame, 9:15 tip-off, the national tournament for the Hastings College men. They'll be playing Cardinal Scripps down at Point Lookout, Missouri, and the pregame at 9, tip-off at 9:15 tonight. 36-15 Ralston at halftime. We'll take one more break. Be back with the second half in 90 seconds.
for residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vorderstrass. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
Third quarter about to begin here with Ralston leading Adams Central 35-16. Brady Barrett comes out, Nate Arnold, Calvinott, Connor Lyons, Zach Hunt for the Patriots, Dwight Smith, Eric Tucker, Tony Grant, Karan Crawford, and Eric Hastings for the 10 that started the game, start the third quarter. And the Patriots have a lot of work to do down here by 19 as the second half underway. Dwight Smith with the basketball in the corner to Grant. His shot's going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Calvinott. Calvin doing a good job on the boards today for the Patriots. Probably the brightest spot of the morning so far has been the rebounding of Ott. Arnold into the lane. Dishes underneath to Ott. He will shoot, miss, blocked from behind, but fouled from behind. Here's Calvinott. Tony Grant picks up the foul, and Calvin off to the free throw line to shoot for the Patriots. Calvin has 3 points, one out of two from the line, one field goal. He'll shoot two here. A lot of speed, a lot of quickness for Rolfe and the Patriots. Feel they have a lot of speed and quickness too. Calvin gives you that muscle inside. He misses the first free throw. And again, he has done a good job both ends of the floor rebounding for Adams Central. 35-16, just underway third quarter. Second free throw in and out, no good. So Calvin misses them both there. And the rebound to Dwight Smith for the Ralston Rams. Quickly in the front court to Tony Grant. Grant for the Rams. Top of the key pass to Crawford. Right side to Grant. Tony with it. Gets a screen. Has no shot, though, to Eric Hastings on the wing. Karan Crawford as the Rams shoot right in front of us here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Into the lane is Crawford. Dishes underneath to Hastings. Nice pass. Shot up, no good. But Hastings missed that shot, but he was hit on the wrist as he shot it. The Patriots pick up the foul there. Eric Hastings will go to the line and shoot two. Foul on Brady Barrett. That's his second for the Patriots. Eric Hastings to the line and shoot two for Ralston. Free throw up and good. He has five. He's three out of three from the line. 36-16 in favor of Ralston. Hastings' second free throw up. This one's going to be down and good. Six for Hastings. 37-16, Ralston. Hunt front court for Adams Central. As the basketball take a 17-footer, partially deflected by Dwight Smith with a little help defense, and that basketball goes to the Rams, so the deflection there on the shot, and the Rams come to this end of the floor with the basketball. Smith has it. Rams with the basketball, inside shot put up by Tony Grant. It's going to be no good. Hastings hits the board for the Rams and brings it back out. Offensive rebound for Eric Hastings, the senior, now to Karan Crawford. On the wing to Hastings, inside to Tucker. Double team there, shot up, good, it counts. He's fouled by Nate Arnold. Eric Tucker used his strength there in 6'10 height to get inside and score. Basket and one. Eric Tucker with the field goal, goes to the free throw line. 39-16, and the Rams just continue to pull away from Adams Central here. Tucker's free throw good. 3-point play and seven in the game for Tucker. 40-16, Ralston. Back on for the Patriots into the scoring zone. To the free throw line. Puts up the shot. Going to be blocked by Tucker. Coming out of there with it is Tony Grant. Another block by Tucker. Running the fast break to Crawford. He shoots and scores. Karan Crawford with the basket and one. And it's 42-16. Ralston by 26. Underneath the Ott from Hunt. Calvin shot up. It won't fall. No good. Crawford with the rebound for the Rams. 42-16. Ralston with a 26-point lead. Still haven't played 2 minutes of the third quarter. Dwight Smith with it. Right side to Karan Crawford. Crawford, right side now back out to Dwight Smith. Smith for the Rams. The defending champion, the Ralston Rams. have just played very well in this game, have controlled the game from the get-go. Inside to Tucker, turns from five and scores. Eric Tucker with five this quarter. The Patriots cannot stop the Rams this quarter. 44-16 is the score. The Patriots will have to try to find some focus here and play the rest of this one out. Five and a half to go. Hunt shot, no good. Tucker with the rebound. Patriots need some kind of momentum builder here. The Rams have the basketball. Crawford inside to Tucker. Turns from seven. Shot off, no good. Tipped out by Hastings, but a rebounding foul going to be called on Eric Hastings over the back of a Patriot. And Adam Central will get the basketball. So the rebounding foul on Hastings. Nick Stein, Matt Overmiller in for Adam Central. Ryan Herdman and Grant Kay in for Ralston. Calvin Ott goes out for Adam Central. Beatty Barrett goes out. Lyons stays on the floor. Hunt stays on the floor. Matt Overmiller in. Nick Stein in for Adam Central. And Jake Fowler also in for the Patriots. Down here 44-16 with 5:15 to go, third quarter. On court, it's Nick Stein. Stein for Adam Central. Defense is man-to-man by the Rams. Stein to the baseline. Puts up a 13-footer off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound by Hastings. Strictly front court, it's Crawford. Ron Crawford will drive, shoot, rolls off there, no good. They battle for it underneath on a jump ball called. Matt Overmiller there for the Patriots. He ties up Grant Kay. Alternate possession on the jump ball. It will be Patriot basketball. So Adam Central will have the ball. Exactly 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Inbounded to Hunt. Defense in the backcourt by the junior Grant Kay for Ralston. Hunt now into the offensive zone. Hunt into the lane, will put up the shot. Blocked by Tucker. Another block by the 6'10", Eric Tucker. Front court now, Grant Kay. He will shoot the shot. Going to be off there, no good. They tip it around. Tip try was no good by Tucker. Grabbed by Herdman. Herdman, a seven-footer for Ralston, no good. Trying to get his own rebound. It's tipped out by Herdman, but grabbed by Jake Fowler for the Patriots. Rams really hitting the offensive boards in this third quarter. Connor Lyons will stop and pop from three. It's going to be off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Hunt deep in the left corner for the Patriots. Zach Hunt for Adam Central travels with the basketball. Traveling on the Patriots, they will turn it over to the Ralston Rams. 44-16 Ralston, 4:21 to go in this third quarter. Adam Central has not scored in this third quarter. The Rams have 9 points. It's 44-16. Herdman with it, right corner for the Rams. Inside to Caron Crawford. He will drive. Shot blocked out of bounds there. Looks like Lyons or Overmiller got that block there for the Patriots. Crawford shot out of bounds. Nate Arnold, Brady Barrett back in for Adam Central. Zach Hunt will go out for the Patriots, and Connor Lyons out. Patriots with Arnold, Lyons, and Hunt, the three seniors on the ball club. The lob inside to Tucker, tries to jam it, can't do it, but it goes to Eric Hastings. So the inbounds pass, Tucker tried the dunk, could not convert it, but the Rams got the basketball off the missed slam attempt. Hastings has it inside to Tucker. Triple team back out to Crawford, top of the key for three, in and out, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Eric Tucker. Tucker couldn't get that offensive rebound, had to go over a Patriot and tipped it out of bounds. Dwight Smith back in, Tony Grant back in. And Andrew Cassidy for the first time in for Ralston. Arnold went inbound for Adam Central in the backcourt. Tucker gets a rest now. Crawford goes out, and Hastings goes out. Arnold inbounds to Barrett. Barrett for Adam Central. Crosses the timeline into the offensive zone for the Patriots. Dishes back out to Nate Arnold. Corner to Jake Fowler. Look inside, they find Barrett. Back out to Fowler from the corner for three. In the air, going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Dwight Smith. No points this quarter for the Patriots. Front court, Dwight Smith for the Ralston Rams. Overmiller with the defense. Goes right to the left. Lost control of the basketball. They go to the floor. Picked up by Jake Fowler. Can't control it on the baseline. Out of bounds for the Rams. The Patriots had the turnover, but Jake just couldn't control the basketball near the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll be basketball of the Rams. 3:16 to go, third quarter. Calvin Ott, Zach Hunt. Connor Lyons back in for Adam Central. It has just been one of those days. The Patriots have not had one of these days this season. They have just been outplayed all around, and really not many bright spots in this game. Tony Grant trying to inbound. Does to Herdman. Out of Cassidy to Grant Kay for the Rams. 3:10 to go. In the third quarter, shot put up going to be no good by Kay. Rebounded by Calvin Ott. Ott with the rebound out of Connor Lyons for Adam Central into the backcourt. Lions now into the front court. Defense by Dwight Smith gives it up to Zach Hunt. Hunt with the basketball for the Patriots. Heads for the hoop. Has no shot. Corner pass to Barrett for three. In the air. Going to be off the rim. No good. Rebounded out of there by Tony Grant. Grant into the offensive zone in front of us here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. High school basketball state tournament here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Herdman to the hoop. Fishes in the corner to Dwight Smith. Dwight with the basketball for the Rams takes the shot from there. Going to be off. No good. Tipped and grabbed by Nate Arl. So the Patriots control here with Arl. 2:26 to go. Third quarter clock running. 44-16. Ralston. Connor Lyons. Top of the key now to Arl. Again, the Patriots have been shut out in this third quarter. They need a hoop. They need a bat. Nate Arl turns from seven. Going to be in and out and back in. Stays down for Nate Arl. 2:12 mark. The Patriots score. 44-18. That's the first field goal for Nate Arl. Rams front court. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter of play. Top of the key to Cassidy. Cassidy now to Herdman. Ryan Herdman. Top of the key. Left alone. Takes a 17-footer. No good. Arl with the rebound for Adams Central. Now to Zach Hunt. Hunt for the Patriots. Crosses the timeline into the offensive zone. Far into the floor. Hunt into the lane. Puts up a floating shot. No good. Tipped around. And as Calvinott hits the deck and a whistle. Foul going to be called. Looks like on the Ralston Rams. As Calvinott hit the floor here. Or maybe Hunt was fouled on the shot. So that might be the case. Adams Central may be shooting here. Ryan Herdman picks up the foul. Calvinott tried to get that rebound and shoot, and he was fouled in the act of shooting as Calvin did get that rebound, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Otta scored three and makes the first free throw, and it's 44-19. So that's four for Calvinott. Hastings, Crawford, and Tucker back in for the Rams. 1:39 to go in the third quarter. It's 44-19 in favor of Ralston. Calvinott's second free throw is good. Calvin makes them both. He has five. And it's 44-20 in favor of the Rams. Nick Stein in, Brady Barrett out for Adams Central. Patriots will have full court pressure in the backcourt now. And they're down by a bunch here. 44-20 backcourt. It's Teron Crawford. Front court now, Hastings, now to Tony Grant for the Rams. Grant to the free throw line, back out to Caron Crawford. The Rams can take a little bit of air out of the basketball, try to spread the Patriots out here. Driving is Smith, puts up an underneath shot on the basket, reverse layup, no good, and a foul in the back court on Dwight Smith of Ralston. That'll be his second, and the Patriots will control the basketball in the non-shooting situation with 1:16 to go. Period number three, Brady Barrett back in, Nick Stein out for Adams Central. 1:16 to go, third quarter. Ralston 44, Adams Central 20. Adams Central with the basketball. The Patriots have scored the last 4 points, but still down by 24 here late in the third. Arnold to the baseline, dishes to Calvinott. He will shoot, blocked out of there by, looks like Smith might have got that one. Smith or Tucker into the front court. It's Crawford in the corner for the Rams to Tony Grant. Close it up now to Hastings, deep in the corner to Dwight Smith. Smith for the Rams, bounce pass to Caron Crawford, and the Rams will slow it up here with 45 seconds to go, leading 44-20. And a kick ball by the Patriots. Brady Barrett with the foot in the way of that pass. Kicked it. It'll be Rams basketball. Rams 17-8 on the year. The winner here moves to the semifinals at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on this floor against South Sioux City. Rams control the ball with 35 seconds to go. Tony Grant has it, and he is held by Zach Hunt. Foul on Hunt, his second. Patriots pick up the foul there. And the Rams will inbound far sideline between the rings, and Eric Hastings will throw it in as Jake Fowler checks in for the Patriots. Zach Hunt will go out. Rams inbound. It's Tony Grant. 6'2 senior to Caron Crawford to Dwight Smith. Smith with 25 pass to Grant. He can't control it off his hand and out of bounds. A little too strong on the pass there, and the Rams turn it over. Zach Hunt quickly back in for Jake Fowler for Adams Central. 24 seconds to go, third quarter, 44-20 in favor of Ralston. Patriots have never led. Closest they've been was 4-3 in this ballgame. Hunt front court for Adams Central. to the free throw line, lost control, tipped away from him. They go to the floor, but it's grabbed by Nate Arnold. Arnold now to Barrett, Brady Barrett to the baseline, puts up the shot, going to be short, no good, rebound by Eric Hastings. Tucker there influenced that shot. Baseline, it's Crawford. He will turn, shoot, and score. Teron Crawford with the field goal, his fourth point, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, Ralston 46, Adams Central 20. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings would like to congratulate the Adams Central boys basketball team on making it to the state tournament. PTSR has been serving South Central Nebraska for over 17 years. Their experienced and caring staff provides the best rehab experience for all types of injuries or conditions. Convenient hours are available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and a free Saturday sports clinic is offered to area athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. Stop by 207 South Burlington or call 402-462-8824. You may also visit their website at ptsrhastings.com. Choose Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. Go Patriots!
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the markets. With the Isuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Isuzu power units outperform any other engine in the field. Husker Power Products is also your area provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines, and their parts and service departments are the best around. Call Dave at 463-1531 and schedule fall service on your engines today. Husker Power Products in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth quarter about to begin here at the Bob DeBany Sports Center, and it's been all Ralston in this Class B state tournament game. 46-20 Rams. Fourth quarter underway, and an offensive foul in the backcourt as the Rams have the ball to start the fourth. But an offensive foul calling Caron Crawford. The Patriots are going to have to up the hectic mode here in the fourth quarter. They're going to have to be all over the floor if they have any chance whatsoever of being in the game. The Rams have pretty much dominated this basketball game. As it's 46-20, Ralston. Zach Hunt with the basketball for the Patriots. To the free throw line, in the lane, puts up the shot, going to be off there, no good. Rebound by Eric Tucker. Tucker to Crawford, front court for the Rams. Underneath shot put up by Kay is going to be good, Grant. Kay with the field goal. He has 9, 48-20. There's a turnover by the Patriots, but now turned back over to Adams Central. Arnold with the basketball to Lyons. Lyons baseline and a whistle and a hold on the Rams. Foul called on the Ralston Rams, and the Patriots will inbound on the far sideline. 16 foul on Ralston. The foul on Eric Hastings. Hastings picks up his fourth non-shooting situation. Deep in the left corner, inbounded to Hunt for the Patriots. Zach with the basketball to the baseline. Has no shot. Back out to Nate Arnold. Arnold lost control of it. They go to the floor. Hastings goes to the floor. Lyons tries to tie it up. Ball comes loose. Still on the floor. Knocked out of bounds. Off of Patriot. It'll be Rams basketball. 48-20 Ralston with 7:16 to go in the ballgame. Ryan Herdman back in, and the Rams will control on the far sideline. Bounded in the backcourt to Caron Crawford, the senior for Ralston. And a foul call on Brady Barrett in the backcourt. Foul on the Adams Central sophomore. 14 foul on the Patriots, and the Rams inbound. Again, it'll be Herdman throwing it in. Hunt on the floor with Calvin Ott, Connor Lyons, Nate Arnold, Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Patriots, again, average 63 points a game, but only 20 today. Off to a bad start shooting the ball and just have not been able to solve this Ram defense. There's a runner up and good. Tony Grant cuts and gets the basketball and scores, and it's 50-20 Ralston. Hunt now to Connor Lyons, goes to his right. Lyons puts up the 17-footer, off there, no good. Offensive rebound, Arnold. Back out to Barrett for three, in the air. In the hole, Brady Barrett for three. Six for Barrett. 50-23. Inbound and knocked out of bounds. Hunt knocks it out of bounds for Adams Central, and a timeout on the floor. Nope, new substitution, not a timeout, excuse me. Substitutes in for Ralston. Grant Kay back in. Caron Crawford will go out. Eric Tucker back in for the Rams as Eric Hastings is off the floor. Patriots inbound. Arnold now to Hunt, deep in the left corner for three, in the air. In the hole, it's good, and he's fouled in the play. So Zach Hunt makes the three, and he's fouled. Patriots hit two consecutive threes, and it's 50-26, and Hunt will go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. 50-26. Ralston Hunt has five. He'll go to the line to shoot here. Try to complete this four-point play. Dwight Smith back in. Grant Kay out for the Rams. Grant Kay picks up the foul and goes to the bench. Matt Overmiller, Nick Stein in. The Patriots trying to get a little defensive pressure in there. Lions will go out and odd out. Stein and Overmiller in. 6:35 to go. The Patriots have not given up in this basketball game. They're all over the floor here, tooth and nail, but they're still well behind. Free throw good. The four-point play for Zach Hunt. So the Patriots have scored the last seven, but it's still 50-27 Ralston. Patriots will pressure in the backcourt all over the floor. Quickly front court, though, is Tony Grant. He will drive, put up the shot, going to be short, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Nick Stein for Adams Central. Stein tipped away from behind by him. They go to the floor, still grabbing the basketball now is Smith. Smith the other way to Grant. Tony Grant will drive, shoot, and score. Tony Grant on the Patriot turnover converts. 52-27 Ralston. Grant has nine in the game. Front court and a travel on the Patriots. Patriots turn it over on the traveling call back to the Ralston Rams. So the Patriots have to go to the helter-skelter kind of thing. They got to get it up the floor, shoot rather quickly, try to force the turnovers on the offensive end. You got to gamble a little bit here, and that can make for some easy baskets for the Rams. Caron Crawford in and Tony Grant out. 6:12 to go in the ballgame. 52-27 in favor of Ralston. Smith front court pass is tipped by Hunt. Goes out of bounds. Officials say it is off Zach Hunt. Patriots thought maybe Caron Crawford might have touched that after Zach Hunt did, but officials say no. It'll be Ram basketball. 6:05 to play. 52-27. High school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Hastings, Nebraska from the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Eric Tucker back out to Dwight Smith for the Rams. Smith now brings it back behind the arc. Left-handed dribble lob inside to Tucker. Double team there, knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. So Tucker, the 6'10 senior, couldn't get that pass. He was double teamed, and the Patriots knocked it out of bounds before Tucker could grab it. Rams to inbound. Caron Crawford for Ralston. Does inside to Tucker. Back out to Crawford. He will dribble it out now between the rings. Now Ralston in no hurry here. They have a 25-point lead with 5:40 to go. Left wing to Herdman, to Dwight Smith. Smith double-team there underneath to Herdman. His shot put up, partially blocked by Brady Barrett. Grabbed by Hunt, but he can't control it. It's off his leg and out of bounds. There's a nice block there by Brady Barrett, but Hunt can't control the basketball. It'll go to the Rams. 5:34 to go. The winner gets South Sioux City in the semifinals tomorrow at 2 o'clock here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Inbounded to Herdman. Herdman now right side to Dwight Smith for the Rams. Connor Lyons with the defense there. Smith now will slow it up as the Rams spread the floor here a little bit. Again, no hurry to shoot. They don't need to. They just want the clock to run. The Patriots on defense here. Smith still with the basketball. 5:10 to go. Bob inside to Caron Crawford. He will bring it back out for the Rams. Hunt with the defense there. Crawford is fouled by Zach Hunt. Hunt picks up the foul. The Patriots with the foul there. Rams to inbound. Still not over the limit are the Patriots. Jake Fowler out. Nate Arnold in for Adams Central. 5:04 to go in the ballgame. It's 52-27. Calvin Ott going to check back in also for Adams Central. Eric Hastings back in for Ralston. Overmiller out. Ott in for the Patriots. Patriots setting the school record. 20 wins and on this season, district championship, conference tournament championship. Caron Crawford with it into the lane, but a double dribble. Caron Crawford double dribbles on his way to the hoop there. Turnover on Ralston basketball to the Patriots. 4:58 to go in the third quarter. Zach Hunt for the Patriots crosses that timeline. It has been all Ralston. Barrett for three off the screen. Going to be off there. No good. Calvin on offensive rebound. Ott puts it up over Tucker. Rolls off there. No good. Hastings with the rebound for the Rams. Well, it won't fall for Ott. Front court pass now to Andrew Cassidy, who's in there for the Rams. Cassidy to his left, inside to Tucker. Tucker spins, double teamed, and a hold on the Patriots. That's going to be called on Nate Arnold. 16 foul on Adams Central with 4:35 to go in the ballgame. Rams to inbound. Brad Simpson, a 6-foot sophomore, in for Eric Tucker. The senior Tucker sits down. Also into the game, Blaze Lahona, 5'10 senior, in for the Rams. So some of the guys are going to play a whole heck of a lot for the Rams in there here with 4:35 to go. Inbounded underneath, shot put up and good. On the inbounds play, Ryan Herbin gets the pass and scores. 54-27, Ralston. Pass underneath to Barrett and a whistle. Brady Barrett heads for the hoop, got the pass from Hunt. Barrett on his way to the basket was fouled by the Rams with 4:26 to play. Brad Simpson picks up that foul for the Rams, and to the free throw line is Brady Barrett for the 1-1. Bradham Central, 6 in the game for Barrett. 4:26 to play. Brady's free throw up and good. He has 7, earns the bonus, 54-28. In favor of Ralston. Barrett's second free throw good. 5 this quarter, 8 in the game for Barrett. 54-29, Ralston. Patriots with pressure in the backcourt. Teron Crawford breaks that press, bounce pass to Hastings. He loses control. It's picked up by Lyons to Hunt for 3 in the air, in the hole. Connor Lyons, Zach Hunt for 3. 9 in the game now for Hunt. 54-32. Patriots with the steal in the backcourt. Connor Lyons gets the steal. Puts up a 3. In the hole, Connor Lyons for 3. He has 9 and a Patriot down. Calvinott on the floor. Bradham Central never got back to the offensive zone that time. Calvinott on the floor for Adams Central. Patriots get that 3 ball from Connor Lyons. It's 54-32. The Patriots run off 10 points in a hurry here, but Calvinott on the floor. Of course, the coaching staff checking on Calvin. We're going to have a timeout here, and we'll see if Calvin can get back in this basketball game. But again, being attended to on the floor, injured on that last flurry for Adams Central, went down and got the field goal. For Calvinott being attended to, we will take a timeout here with 4:02 to go with the score Ralston 54, Adams Central 35, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4600.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Ralston with the basketball coming out of the timeout. The lead now 19-54-35. The Patriots have scored 10 points in a row here, but still down by 19. The basketball's Grant Kay for the Rams. The Rams want to run some clock here, and they've got the guys who 8, 9, 10 men are back on the bench. The starters on the floor for the Rams. The Patriots put on a little run there. Grant Kay with a shot up. No good. Over middle with a rebound. The Patriots got a 3 from Connor Lyons, a 3 from Zach Hunt, and a free throws by Brady Barrett. Shot by Hunt this time is going to be no good. The Patriots have cut it to 19, but 3:18 to play. Tony Grant drives. Shot, no good. Eric Tucker with the rebound. Back out now to Caron Crawford, and the Rams are going to put some air to the basketball. Want the clock to run, force the Patriots to foul. Crawford with it, into the lane. Pass underneath to Tucker. He will try to shoot the dunk shot. No good, but he's fouled. Connor Lyons with the foul for the Patriots, and Eric Tucker will go to the line to shoot 2. 4. The Ralston Rams. Tucker to shoot 2 for the Rams. Free throw up, going to be off there, no good. 54-35, Ralston with the lead. The Patriots have scored the last 8. Back in for the Rams is Andrew Cassidy. Tucker's second free throw is up. This one's going to be long, no good. Connor Lyons with the rebound for the Patriots. So the Patriots have never say die here. Over Miller for three, in and out, no good. Tipped up and grabbed by Brady Barrett underneath. Double team, shot put up, and he's fouled on the play. So Brady Barrett double team there, put that shot up anyway and did draw the foul. So Barrett to the line to shoot two. Eric Tucker picks up his third personal foul. The problem was the slow start by the Patriots. They battled back the last three quarters, gotten into their game. That first quarter was just not very good for Adams Central. Both ends of the floor. Second free throw good. Barrett missed the first, made the second. And timeout on the floor. Adams Central will take one. 2:52 to go in the ball game. Ralston 54, Adams Central 36. Back in 1 minute.
All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers' large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386. 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
Grow more ROI this spring season. Ask your John Deere dealer about Swath Control Pro for planning and product applications. Using GPS, Swath Control Pro automatically turns your boom or implement sections off and on, helping you to minimize skips and reduce overlaps, especially in point rows, headlands, and waterways. Experience higher yields, a reduction in input costs, and faster return on your investment. Swath Control Pro integrates with the Green Star 2 system and is available across many different platforms. Stop at Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings and Red Cloud.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, 54-36 for Ralston, 2:52 to go. The Patriots have scored the last nine. They pressure in the backcourt. Still down, though, by 18. In the backcourt is Tony Grant, now to Grant Kay. Gray dribbles it into the scoring zone, lob underneath Eric Tucker. Lost control of the ball, but it's grabbed by Eric Hastings of Ralston. Now to Crawford. Veron Crawford for the Rams. Double team there. Gets rid of the basketball to Tony Grant. Again, Ralston trying to run some clock. Grant drive shot, no good. Tipped around, goes right to Grant. Knocked out of bounds, blocked by Connor Lyons. Grant throws it in, and it's off Ralston's Eric Hastings. So Tony Grant got the ball to the baseline, tried to save it, threw it off his own player, Eric Hastings. It'll be Adams Central basketball, 2:27 to go in the basketball game. The Patriots down by 18. Trying to get the record increasing 21st win of the year, but the clock running against the Hastings Adams Central Patriots. Bears three-pointer, no good, and grabbed by Eric Hastings. Hastings for the Rams. Into the front court. Caron Crawford now for Ralston. He will reverse it and dribble it out between the rings. 2:08 to go, and the Patriots are forced into a fouling game here late. Have any chance and try to hit the threes on the other end of the floor. The basketball now is Grant Kay. Underneath to Hastings to Tucker. Back out to Grant. The Rams trying to free up Tucker for a slam here to put the exclamation point on this as they spread the Patriots all over the floor. Crawford now back out to Grant Kay, back to Tony Grant. 1:44 to go in the ball game. 54-36 Ralston, tipped out of bounds by Matt Overmiller. So the Patriots with a little run and chase here. Patriots will be on defense here. 1:40 to play. 100 ticks left on the clock. And the Rams to inbound. Bounded to Tony Grant. Grant to the free throw line on the wing to Grant Kay's open. He's not going to shoot a three, not now. The Rams are not going to shoot unless they have that open shot. And there's a steal and a timeout. Adams Central. Zach Hunt with the steal and timeout. The Patriots will have it when we return with 1:31 to go. Ralston up 54-36. Back in 1 minute.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Connor Lyons' three-pointer no good, and the Rams control the basketball as they have cleared their bench. For the most part, Adam Central now with the basketball. Overmiller drives, shoots, then scores. Matt Overmiller as the Patriots get the basketball and score, and it's 54-38. Ralston by 16, and the Patriots have now scored the last 11 points in the ball game, but too little too late, unfortunately, here this morning as we go into this afternoon of basketball here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center with Adam Central. 54-38, the final 45 seconds to go. The Patriots foul, Matt Overmiller. The Patriots have just been forced to foul as the Rams are not going to shoot unless they are at the free throw line. 44 seconds to go. It's 54-38. And the Patriots have scored the last 11, but we're just too far behind to get caught up in this fourth quarter play. Alex Buechler checks in, the junior for Ralston. Into the game for Adams Central comes Zach Kierkegaard. The Patriots are going to clear the bench. Adam Central battled as best they could, but that just the poor start by the Patriots in this game cost them, and the Rams took control early. And we'll move into the semifinals tomorrow. Free throw is no good. They go for the basketball, comes to the nearest sideline, and it'll be Patriot basketball. The Rams knock it out of bounds. Jake Fowler's in there for the Patriots. Zach Kierkegaard, the 6-foot junior. Zach Hollister played a little in the first quarter. Ashton Dirks out there for the Patriots, the 5'10 junior, and also Micah Lindblad, the 6'1" junior for the Patriots. Everybody getting a chance to play in this state tournament with 30 seconds to go. Chop it up by Dirks is going to be good. Ashton Dirks with the field goal for Adams Central, and it's 54-40. The Patriots with the last 13, they're down by 14, but only 17 seconds to go, and the Rams turn it over. So the Patriots got the Rams at the free throw line. They've missed two this quarter. But Adams Central has cut the lead to 14. But again, only 13 seconds to go, and the Patriots will try to get maybe the final shot off here. And their basketball season is going to come to an end here. Dirks on the left wing will fake. Put up the shot deep in the left corner, partially deflected. And that's going to be the ball game. And the final score at the buzzer, it will count. And the basket by Micah Lindblad. So Micah Lindblad gets a field goal at the buzzer for the Patriots. But the Patriots will lose this basketball game. The final score, the Ralston Rams 54, the Adams Central Patriots 42. The Patriots outscored 14-5 in the first quarter. Could never get back in the basketball game and lost it by the score of 54-42. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11-2 by 24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3 performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master front tractor tire only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Blaine Bulis with you, and the Class B first-round state tournament basketball game is over. The Adams Central Patriots never led in this basketball game, and they were just beaten. That's the truth of the matter. They were just beaten today by the Ralston Rams, the defending Class B state champions, 54-42. The Patriots, in fact, scored the final 15 points of this basketball game to make the final margin 12 points. Adams Central lost at 54-42. The Rams came out with a 4-0 lead. Adams Central got a 3-point field goal from Connor Lyons. It was 4-3. That would be as close as the Patriots would be the rest of the night. The Rams, using their inside play, especially from Dwight Smith, who had the 12 first-half points, and their athleticism and playing good defense, and the Patriots' shots just would not fall in that first half of play. And Adams Central fell behind 14-5 after one quarter. The Rams had a good second quarter, outscoring the Patriots 21-11 with Dwight Smith getting 8 in that quarter. The Rams got the lead up to 22-8 in the second quarter, then 29-14. Ralston led 35-16 at halftime. Adams Central went almost 6 minutes of the third quarter before they scored, and by that time, with 2:12 to go, the Rams led 44-16. It was 46-20 after three quarters of play. The Patriots, of course, forced into shooting the threes on the offensive end to try to get back in the game, and running and chasing the Rams in the fourth quarter and sending them to the free throw line. The Patriots did manage to score the last 15 points of the game, but at that point it was 50-27, and the Rams scored the last 15, and Adams Central lost this game by the score of 54-42. So just too many Ralston Rams, too much speed, too much quickness, and too good of an effort by the Rams today. The Patriots gave it everything they had. They played until the end of this game and did not pack this thing in. Just had the difficulty throwing the ball in the hole the first quarter, fell behind, and were taken out of their game on this day. And Ralston Rams controlled the basketball game for the most part and won it 54-42. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll run down the scoring for you after this one-minute timeout.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Okay, Ralston wins it by the score of 54-42 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. For Adams Central, no one in double figures for the Patriots. Zach Hunt had 9. Connor Lyons had 9. Brady Barrett had 9 for the Patriots. 5 for Calvin Ott. 4 for Matt Overmiller. 2 apiece for Nate Arlt, Ashton Dirks, and Micah Lindblad. Micah and Ashton getting field goals in the final minute of play as they came in off the bench for Adams Central, got a field goal apiece. 9 for Hunt, 9 for Lyons, 9 for Brady Barrett for Adams Central as they had 42 on the morning and afternoon. 12 points, the only player in double figures for the Ralston Rams was Dwight Smith. He had 12, 9 for Eric Tucker, 9 for Tony Grant, 9 for Grant Kay. A lot of 9, 6 players with 9 points in this game. 6 points for Eric Hastings, 5 points for Karan Crawford, and 4 for Ryan Herdman for the Ralston Rams. Dwight Smith, the leading scorer on the day, he had all 12 at halftime. Didn't score in the second half, but the Rams took this game over in the first half of play and went on to win it by the score of 54-42. But this game in no way takes anything away from the Adams Central season with the 20 wins, 4 losses on the campaign, but the season is over. A district championship, a conference tournament championship for the Patriots, winning their first 12, go on to a school record 20 wins, the first boys team in Adams Central history to win 20 games. They end the season at 20-4. Ralston moves into the afternoon semifinals tomorrow at 18-8. They'll take on South Sioux City tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And again, Adams Central season comes to a close with 20 wins and 4 losses on the basketball season. So Ralston gets off to the good start. The Patriots don't. Ralston gets the early lead, controls this basketball game, and wins it 54-42. We're not finished here, though, at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Stay tuned. We'll have our player of the game. We will name a player of the game for Adams Central, and then hopefully hear from one of the Adams Central coaches on the coaches' post-game show. All of that's coming up at the final score here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Class B, Boys State Basketball Tournament, first round, Ralston 54, Adams Central 42. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next.
Adams Central Boys Basketball action on 1230 KHAS has been brought to you in part by Jackson's Floor Service, Five Points Bank, Witt Plumbing, Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, Samuelson Equipment Company, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Husker Power Products, Bonds Printers, Transportation Equipment Company, Custom Pack, Pavelka Trucking, Auto Glass Experts, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Jacoby's Carpet One Home and Flooring, Stromer Land Leveling, CPI Mr. Tire, Hastings Motor Sales, Ideal Electric, Benicia Brothers Pizza, Jeans Repair and Sales, Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, and Hastings Kino Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned after the game for all the recaps, scores, highlights, and more on 1230 KHAS and HastingsLink.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan smart strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan smart strand carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
It's not too early to be thinking about spring lawns, and Jeans Repair and Sales in Hastings wants to tell you about the new standard in zero-turn mowers, the Hustler Sport. With a price of $3,099 and low monthly payments available for qualified buyers, the Hustler Sport is the most productive, toughest-built mower ever offered for the homeowner. It may well be the last mower you'll ever need. Call 462-8757 or stop at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings, and test drive the Hustler Sport today.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Adams Central loses it to Ralston, 54-42 in this first-round Class B State Boys Basketball Tournament game, and the Patriots fall behind early in the game and cannot catch the Ralston Rams, as the Rams have the lead at 35-16 at halftime, go on to win at 54-42 for the Patriots, led in scoring by Zach Hunt with 9, Connor Lyons with 9, Brady Barrett with 9. The Patriots get to 5 from Calvin Ott. Calvin doing a good job on both ends of the floor, rebounding this game for the Adams Central Patriots, but the Patriots are just not able to get the ball to fall in that first half of play, fell behind and couldn't get out of that hole they were in early and lost it by the score of 54-42. We'll name our Patriot player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
the Patriots with the loss here, but we're going to give the player of the game to the junior, Calvin Ott. Calvin did a good job on the boards, had probably a half a dozen rebounds in this game, had 5 points, one field goal, three free throws in the game for Calvin, and a good job on the boards for Adams Central. One of the bright spots here today for the Patriots as they lost at 54-42. So the junior, Calvin Ott, gets the player of the game for this state tournament game, and kind of a special congratulations also to the three seniors, Adams Central, Zach Hunt, Nate Arl, Connor Lyons, playing their final game for the Patriots. They've gotten their certificates this year, but final game for those three seniors, so special recognition for them. But Calvin Ott, the junior, is our player of the game in this Patriots 54-42 loss. Stay tuned. The Coach's post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill is Hastings' biggest and most exciting sports bar. Join your friends for daily drink and food specials. They're open 7 days a week and offer a full menu of steaks, seafood, sandwiches, pizza, charburgers, wraps, and salads. Enjoy high payout Keno and watch your favorite team on the most HD TVs in town. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Adams Central loses this game to Ralston by the score of 54-42, but again, this in no way diminishes this season for the Adams Central Patriots. Yes, they were beaten today, but the Patriots set the school record with their 20 wins this year against only four losses, and again, a district championship, a conference tournament championship, 12 wins to start the season. So these guys really came together as a team and to get their 20 wins this season, but drop this one 54-42. We don't know if we're going to have a chance to talk to any of the Adams Central coaches as they have the commitments after the fact here, usually at the state tournament. Adams Central fell behind in this game 35 to 16 at halftime, 46-20 after three quarters. The Patriots ended up scoring the last 15 points of the game, but at that point it was 54-27. Patriots get the last 12 to make the final margin 54-42, 12 points in the contest as the Patriots led by Zach Hunt with 9, Connor Lyons with 9, and Brady Barrett with 9 on this morning and afternoon of basketball at the state tournament. The Patriots close at 20-4. Ralston goes on to the semifinals at 18-8, and Ralston will take on South Sioux City at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Class B state semifinals. And for the Patriots, they have concluded the season at 20-4. We'll take our time out and talk with Adams Central coach Tom Schlechta right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, and Tom Schlechta, kind enough to join us on the post-game coaches show after the loss 54-42 to the Ralston Rams here at the Class B State Tournament first round. Coach, I guess we're going to look on this and say first quarter shots just wouldn't go. You got out of your game. You had to, but you fell behind. But first quarter, the shots just not falling, and just too much Ralston in that first quarter, but the shots just wouldn't go down either.
No, they didn't. You know what, Blaine? First thing I want to say is fantastic season by our seniors.
Oh, sure.
Connor Lyons, Nate Arl, Zach Hunt were, you know, they played extremely hard all year. They did a great job in practice. Thank you to my coaches, you know, Coach Noy, Coach Foster, Lewis, and Kneon do a fantastic job. And one thing I want to say is, you know, hats off to Ralston because in the first quarter, the first 4 minutes, and I thought in the third quarter, the first 4 minutes, and we've seen this on film when we've watched Ralston, they really try and dictate that, you know, how they're going to play, and they play extremely well during that time. And then it seems like sometimes teams can creep up on them a little bit those second 4 minutes, but in that first and third quarter, they just came out and they played extremely well. And so, you know, as much as we didn't have some shots fall, they were not giving us easy looks either. We were having to work for them, and they created some turnovers. And some of the turnovers, maybe two or three of them were ones that we, you know, that were on ours. But some of those they created with good defense and playing good position, and they were disrupting shots. They're contesting shots, and so we did have a few open looks, but it wasn't like it was 10 or 15. It was more like 5, 6, or 7, and we needed those to fall for us. And then, you know, when we got to the free throw line, it's uncharacteristic for us to miss, I think, 6 free throws. I know it sounds weird, but yeah, we don't usually miss as many free throws as we missed today. We had to hit all those and then hit a few more jump shots, and we had to board up. And that was the biggest thing was we were getting stops with our defense on the first shot, but we weren't getting rebounds on some of those misses. They got 8 offensive boards in the first half. I bet they got, on 6 of them they scored. And so that was 12 points they got in the first half, and that was the difference is, you know, a little bit of turnovers, a little bit of rebound, a little bit of missing shots. And we said that's what it's going to come down to, a little bit of turnovers, a little bit of rebound, a little bit of missing shots. And we had to do better in all those three areas.
And the team, you get in that kind of that first quarter hole, and they increase that lead in the second quarter play. So you were out of your game early, and that hurt you too, of course. You're out of your basketball game, but you like to play it. And they were good defensively and on the boards too. They had a very good inside presence, and they used their athleticism to their best of their ability today.
Yeah, shoot, the Tucker kid, number 40, he hit about 3 or 4 little jump hooks. And, you know, he's 6'9", and that's going to be pretty tough. We're not going to be able to stop his little jump hooks. So when he hits those, we're in trouble there. And, again, credit Dwight Smith. He did a good job of driving. Credit, you know, the Crawford kid for driving. I thought the Hastings kid, 24, he back cut us and got some boards where maybe we were helping off him. And then when he back cut, he got some backside boards and got some putbacks. And so we had some things, like I said, they did. It was a little bit of us, but it was also a lot of them. So I would say it was much or more Ralston in what they did than it was what we did. You know, we didn't get some of the transition looks because we weren't pacing it. We were trying to play position defense on defense and make them shoot outside, and we did that. And they didn't hit outside shots. Yeah. They really didn't. But they were getting second looks, and there was too many second looks for us. And so credit some of their patience, and also they drove the rim really well.
Yeah, and you're down what, by the 35-16 at halftime, so you have to go into kind of the run and chase game, especially in the fourth quarter play. But your kids, till the end, coach, they didn't turn anything in here till it was 0-0 on the clock at the end of the game. Stayed in this basketball game and got back into it a little bit at the end, but you just didn't have enough time. You cut the lead down to the final 12-point margin, but they played till the end today. Credit to the kids. They did not give up.
Yeah, you know, we've all watched a lot of state tournament games. I've been coming here for 20 years. And when a team's up 30 in the second half, it's easy for the other team to say, hey, we're packing in, we're going home. And our guys didn't do that. They cut it to 16 with 3 or 4 minutes to go, something like that, when Zach Hunt hit his second three. And it was just a credit to our kids for not giving up. This situation, though, where there wasn't enough time, and we need to hit some of those shots earlier. But that being said, we still believed on our bench, hey, maybe we'll hit 5 more threes because we're capable of doing that. We're that kind of team. And, of course, we did get a couple more looks. They didn't go. There again, Ralston did a fantastic job. And I don't know if people realize, we went the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, didn't score.
Just about six minutes.
You can't do that in a state tournament type game against a team. You got to get some points up. And so, then that's partly us missing shots and turnover, but that's also them playing a good position defense and them not giving us any second looks.
Yeah, and with this final score, 54-42, in no way diminishes what this basketball team has done this year with the first ever 20 wins, a conference tournament championship, a district championship, and I know you're very proud of these kids, and what a team they became as this year went along. And Eric, be congratulated. It was an outstanding year, Coach.
Exactly, and that's what we told them. You know, we told our three seniors they had a fantastic career. Last year they won a conference regular season title. This year they won a conference tournament title. This year they won a district title. They got 20 wins, you know, set season record there. So, I mean, they have a lot of records. Unfortunately, we probably need to hit 10 or 12 threes. We've hit 158 before coming into this game. We hit 158 threes. How many did we hit, Blaine?
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think, today.
We need to hit 12, Blaine.
Yeah.
We need to hit 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to get about
18
more points. I thought maybe we'd have to hit 10 or 12 threes tonight to win this game, because with the Tucker kid 6'9 inside, he must have had 5, 6 blocks, didn't he?
Yeah,
and he had just as many ones that he disrupted. And so we weren't going to get easy layups in the half court. We're going to have to hit some kick-out shots.
12-point victory for Ralston. Coach, thanks for coming up today and all season long. We really appreciate it. I know you got some other commitments here. We'll let you get to that here. And thanks very much for everything you've done this year, and especially to the kids. Congratulations on a great season.
Hey, Blaine, thank you.
Thank you. Tom Schlechta, basketball coach of the Adams Central Boys. The Patriots dropped this state tournament game 54-42 here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Well, that'll kind of take care of things from the Bob Devaney Sports Center for this first-round state tournament game for Adams Central. I want to pass along just some scores so far today in this Class B tournament. There was Ralston over Adams Central, 54-42. South Sioux City beat Sydney in the first game here today, 67-55. In C1, Shadron beat Wilbur Claytonia, 41-32. In D1, top-seeded Freeman over Sandhills Thetford, 54-43. And in D2, Ewing ends the season for Heartland Lutheran, but great story there with Heartland Lutheran in what their third year of existence going to the state tournament. Lost today to Ewing, 58-43, but Heartland Lutheran ends at 20-4. In Class D1, they're into overtime with Giltner and Hayes Springs. They were tied at 59 heading into overtime in Class D2. If Giltner can win that game, they'll take on Ewing tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Pershing Center. Those are the results so far here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament, the finals that we have. Basketball coming your way right here on 1230 KHS this afternoon. We'll have St. Cecilia's first-round game in Class C1 against Takema Herman. The pregame at 1:45, the tip-off at 2 o'clock right here on 1230 KHS. Then tonight on KHS, it'll be the Hastings College Bronco men in their first-round game at the National NAIA Basketball Tournament down at Point Lookout, Missouri. The Broncos and Cardinal Stritch. That's 9 o'clock pregame tip-off at 9:15 tonight as the Bronco men begin to play in the national tournament tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Hastings College women have their second-round game on KHS at 11:50 pregame tip-off at noon tomorrow as the Bronco Lady Broncos take on Grandview. So a lot of basketball coming away in all of our stations of Platte River Radio, including right here at 12:30 KHS. In Hastings. Well, that will do it from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Ralston Rams defeat Adams Central 54-42. Jump out to the early lead and keep the Patriots from getting the basketball tied, or Adams Central never leading this basketball game either. And the Rams led it by 35-16 at halftime and won it 54-42. Adams Central season over at 20 wins and 4 losses on the campaign. And we thank Coach Schlechta and his staff for all their help this season with us on the Patriot broadcast on the radio this past season. Again, the final score, Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament first round, the Ralston Rams 54, the Adams Central Patriots 42. For Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.